He in whom it is a self-being that has become all existences that are becomings. For he has a perfect knowledge. This is the mark of perfect knowledge. Namely, when you know that it is a self-being that has become all existences. Now you see the difference between the first sentence and this one. In the first one, you see yourself in all and all in yourself. Now here you go further, this is the second stage. It is the self-being that has become all. That is why you are everywhere. It is the same self, is in all because it is the same self which has become all. Because it has become all, it is itself all, therefore it is in all. So that is why you have to realize that the self-being that has become all existences that are becomings, then you have the perfect knowledge. When you know that it is a self which has become all, and therefore the self is in all and all in the self. So, the self-realization has three aspects. To see the self in all in the self. And thirdly, to know that the self has become all. These three aspects, when they are combined together, is a mark of self-realization. And then now comes a greater boon after that. How shall he be deluded? He will commit no mistake. How shall he be deluded? When shall he have grief? The grief comes to man when he thinks that he is alone. But that is delusion. He is not alone. If you see, who sees everywhere oneness, ekatvam eva anupashyataha. Ekatvam, ekatvam means to see oneness. Eka is one. Ekatvam is oneness, to see oneness everywhere. How shall there be grief? In every part of the being, even in the body, you see oneness everywhere.
Isn't grief part of the oneness?
No? What happens? That is a miracle which happens. You know, it is said Sri Aurobindo was in a prison in 1908 and 1909. And you have to imagine the kind of prison and the cell in which he was lodged. It was solitary imprisonment. He was alone in the cell. It was a hot month of May, June, July. And that was a very small room. In which there was only one bed and one bowl. Sri Aurobindo says, the bowl was like IAS officer of India, ICS officer of India. ICS officer is supposed to do all kinds of activities. He can be railway chief, he can be educationist, he can be agriculturist, the same man. So this bowl was meant for everything. This bowl was meant to be a bowl in which he could drink water, in which the food was poured, both dal and rice, the same bowl. It was also used for taking bath. It was also used for doing all kinds of activities of ablutions. Same bowl. There was only one cot, not cot, I mean, only bed, mattress, small mattress. Not mattress actually, only a blanket. In hot summer, a blanket. And below the blanket was only sand. It was not cemented. And from the sands, there used to come out red big ants. And these red ants were in love with Sharobindo's body. So that they used to sting his body. Now you have seen how even one mosquito can trouble you. This is a white, red ant stinging. And Sri Aurobindo says that in this sting he experienced the love of the divine. There was no shrinking. Sri Aurobindo was practicing these verses of the Upanishad in his spiritual sadhana. And this was a good experience. Sri Aurobindo said it was a good thing. Sri Aurobindo said that this condition was the best condition to experience where is the grief. So, the grief is grief only when it is the same experience, when it is experienced through a kind of a barbed wire which is in our consciousness called ego-sense, ego-sense, I am different from the others. It is ego-sense is like a barbed wire and experience comes to us and there is a shrinking or there is grief. But if this wire is removed, the same experience, that grief also was there. It was also the grief. But when the barbed wire is taken out, the ego sense is taken out, it is experienced what it is, namely ananda. So Sri Aurobindo said that Sri Krishna gave him that experience to live in that cell, because elsewhere this experiment could not have been done. This was a good play field where this experience, this experiment could be done. Every bite was a bite of a lover. So that it was a great experience of delight. So, where is the grief? The grief also was there, but the grief was experienced in this form. So when you say grief is also there, yes, but grief, when experienced in this way, it remains the same bite, but it is no more the bite which pains you. It's not a experience of grief, it is a grief of love, joy, sweetness. This is the experience that one gains, and that is what Sri Aurobindo says, that is the mark of self-realization. When the experiences which normally give you pain are experienced by you as great experiences of joy, then think that delusion has gone. Then our grief has gone. Then we are in the state of self-realization. He said, very, Sri Aurobindo calls it the expression of the loftiest spiritual experiences. You go all over the world and look at any description of experience of the Supreme, of the Self. In these two verses, the loftiest experience has been described.
So
actually the ego is the best teacher. Yes, we might say so, yes. As Sri Aurobindo says, ego is a helper, ego is the bar. Through the ego we learn, it's a helper. And then, at a given stage it becomes a bar. It obstructs us. At that stage you throw it out. So, we have now reached the stage where ego is the bar. We all have reached the stage now where ego is the bar. So, we have now to work out in such a way that what we call desire, ego, all that has to be exiled. And when it is exiled, we come into this experience. All right, we stop here today.